Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! It's another Tuesday. You know that means it's another sore day. My name is Peter Richardson, the owner and self-creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Tonight I got Midland, Texas finest, Mr. Landon Wright. He's a sports writer of Lubbock, Avalanche Journal. You ready for a great message? It's the same message, but coming from a different perspective. So please listen to this Bruno Mars, and at the end of the song, we're getting straight into the interview. All right, baby.
Under his covering so he can continue to bless what we're doing. And then
just love the game of football, just being around it, playing it, coaching it, watching it, writing about it, whatever. I mean, that's basically what I do.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's cool, man. Hey, you know, guys, football is good food. Hey, he summed it up for you right there. I mean, that's really the three qualities as a man that really keeps us going. You know what I mean? Once we got God, nothing happens without God. We're not here without God. You know, food, and you know what they say, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's like if a girl can cook, no matter where we are, if we at a convention, if they really want us to listen, then they got to have some good food. Man, that's a really valid point right there, Mr. Wright. But, hey, man, I'm going to jump right into the interview, my man, right into the interview.
All right, let's do it.
Tell us about your journey. You know, we know you went to Texas Tech. My man. I want to know about your journey, you know, your collegiate experience, socially, and most importantly, academically.
Man, I don't even know where to start or what to include or not to include. It's been a long road. Basically, started as a freshman at Tech in 2005. Came into Tech doing pre-med, was going to be a doctor or a pharmacist or something along those lines, and just kind of enjoyed the college life more than putting in the work it takes to be successful, and found out real quickly that I guess the road I was on wasn't going to result in me being a doctor, so kind of took the easier way out at the time. With looking back, God knew what he was doing. It was kind of for a plan, but basically, after changing majors a couple of times, ended up graduating with a bachelor's in business management. And, you know, that was around the same time the stock market kind of crashed and the economy kind of crashed in 2008, I believe, fall of 2008. So, you know, wasn't a whole lot of excitement going on with life in terms of, you know, a successful career or anything right off the bat. So I actually started going back to school for an engineering degree, did that for about a semester, realized, man, I don't want to do this every day for the rest of my life. I can do it, but I hate it, you know, and we don't know how much time we got here on the Thursday, but the last thing I want to do is hate what I do. So, you know, I kind of prayed about it and decided I was going to go into sports writing because I'd done a little bit of it in the past, you know, with a different company, and decided that's what I wanted to do with my life and was going to change my major again after I already had a bachelor's to get another bachelor's in broadcast journalism. And it was the craziest thing. Like the second or third day of Mr. Wernsman's news writing class, he pulled me aside. He's like, "Mr. Wright, I need you to stay after class." I was kind of freaking out. Like, first of all, how's this guy even know my name? Second of all, like, what I do, you know, like, it didn't sound too good. But he's like, "We have on record you haven't taken the GSP, so you're about to, so you shouldn't even be in this class." So, like, I have to drop from 18 hours down to about 6. So I'm looking to graduate with a degree that doesn't make a whole lot of money by the age of about 27 or so. I was, like, freaking out. He's like, "You know, you seem pretty serious about this. Have you ever thought about getting a master's?" I was like, "No, I haven't, you know." And long story short, like, God opened the door for me to get into the master's program without even applying as, like, a temporary student. Started taking master's classes that same semester, like, 2 undergrad and 2 master's classes, and then did real well on both of those. I only got an A and a B, and then basically got into the master's program and finished it in a year and a half, finished it in summer 2011. And then I went to seminary school for a year in Oklahoma, right around where you're from. And, you know, went through some tough times in my life then and moved back to Texas, kind of lost again, moved back to Texas just last summer. And then working in Midland for a while, and I saw this, an ad or whatever you want to call it, basically, that they're hiring for my current job, and I just prayed about it, and it says in the Bible, it says, "Whatever things we desire when we pray, believe we've received them, and they should be ours," you know?
Yes, sir.
Mark 11:22-26, for anyone that wants to look that up, or also in John 15:7, it says, if we remain in Christ, then his words remain in us, to ask anything in his name, and he'll do it for us. So I just started praying, you know, in Jesus' name, that this would be my job. And then as soon as I submit my email and my resume, I get a phone call, like, within the next hour. Like, my current boss is, like, interviewing me. I was at the gym, like, on the phone, and went out to my car, and basically the rest is history. Got the job, and now I've been doing it for about a year. So
that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah, man, that's cool, man. You know, and I know you said you spent a year in Oklahoma. Shout out to Oklahoma. Like you said, that's where I'm from. It's exactly where I'm from. Shout out to Muskogee, Oklahoma. Man, I got much love to where I'm from. But basically, like, you didn't even take the GSP, you know. And, but like, you weren't even supposed to be in that class, but the professor said that you were actually – the professor actually said that you seemed pretty serious, right?
Yeah, no, I was supposed to have already taken it, so, like, it had kind of fallen through the cracks then for me to even be there, and then he saw that I was serious, so he kind of pulled some strings for me. I got to take it late, and then actually got to take the GRE kind of and knock it all out, like the GSPs for news writing, GREs for grad school.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, the GRE. Okay, man, that's cool. But the matter of the fact is that he actually seen the way that you was putting in work.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and felt your attitude and was just like, hey, you seem pretty serious about this. Have you thought about, you know, taking a master's program? And which then that thought was never even, you know, might have not even crossed your mind. But just the fact that he said something and then boom. You know, the only thing that moves faster than the speed of light is a thought. You know what I'm saying? So once you thought it, then over a course of time, you stay persistent, and then next thing you know is, like, the rest is history. I mean, I'm going to tell you guys something. The reason why I decided to interview this guy right here is because he spends so much time on making other people's lives better, you know, behind the scenes, putting everybody else out there, you know, let everybody else know what a particular person is doing, but nobody really knows about him himself. When in all actuality, this guy right here is an awesome dude, man. He's an awesome cat. He's a smart cat. He humbled himself in making other people better. So I was just like, hey, I got to get him on my show. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I ended up asking Mr. Wright to be on my show, just so instead of him doing an interview, and somebody needs to interview him, because, man, this guy right here keeps people going, makes other people better. That's what life is all about. It's making other people better. I mean, I can chop it up, but better. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, Mr. Wright, I got another question for you. Before we go on my two-song break, I have another question for you. Hey, man, what's the one thing? Because you interview all different types of athletes. You know, my show is called Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. So what's one thing that you would tell someone that's either playing sports, or if they're not playing sports or helping out with sports, what's one thing that you would tell them going into their first year of college?
Man, can I give you two things instead of one thing?
Man, you can give me two or three. You don't, it's up to you. Minimum of one.
Okay. One thing would be make the most out of every single day, you know, like you never know when you're going to get your shot, you know. More so from an athlete's perspective, you know, I mean, the Texas Tech quarterback example is a perfect situation. You know, looking at Brewer, you know, starting, probably being a three-year starter for Tech, he gets hurt, so now they're looking to start a true freshman, you know, and there were actually two quarterbacks that had transferred the last few years, you know, that were older than Brewer, but kind of transferred because of how quickly he was progressing, that, you know, now one or both of them might wish that they were here in the situation. But, I mean, everything works out the way that it does. So the number one thing is make the most out of every day. The second thing is just, you know, maintain your character, you know, don't be dumb. Don't say anything to tear anybody else down. Just be ready and get to know the people around you. Get to the point to where you can try to help the people around you succeed, and that's gonna you know, create doors for you to be more successful too.
Wow, man, you hit that right on point, man. You hit it. I mean, that's exactly. I mean, make the most of everything, but at the same time, stay true to your character, which means stay true to yourself. You know, don't sell out. Stay true. Like, once you understand of who you are, you know, what you're about, you know, stay true to yourself. It don't matter where you've been and what you've been through. Life is about making your dreams come true. And one thing about making your dreams come true, you must stay true to yourself. Once you stay true to yourself, everything else will fall into place. Man, that is two great points, Mr. Wright. With that being said, my man, I'm going to go ahead and go into a two-song break. You listeners out there, please do not go anywhere. After these two-song breaks, I got Miss Mariah Carey and Mr. Drizzy Drake. After these two songs, man, we're going to come back on and get Mr. Wright back on the phone, and we're going to conclude this interview. I'm telling you, it's going to be nothing but F-L-Y. That means fly. So in the meantime, listen to Miss Mariah Carey and Mr. Drake, baby.
Thank you. Then we in the club screaming, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new.
DJ Khaled!
Still here with my day one chat, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still ride with my day one chat, don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Stay down from day one, so I say. Man, it's so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time my second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you started out the garden. Four car garage, four summons, Birdman go brrr cause he know that you retarded. On the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your really call started from the bottom, yes Lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my. All my thoughts love me, if I had a baby mama, she would probably be richer than a lot of you. Hey, that's luxury, dog. Day one, when you stuck with me, dog. Ever since you two, big, calling me the leader of the new school. School for me, dog, yeah. No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still here with my day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new new. Hey, I'm back at you again right now for Boss Rock Radio. This is Peter Richardson. On the talk radio of saving our assets respectfully, and on the other line, I got Mr. Letters Roy Wright. Yes, sir. You still there, Mr. Wright?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, sir, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, man, right before the break, you know what I'm saying? You say you got to stay true to yourself and, you know, take advantage of your opportunities. Straight born out of Kansas, raised in Midland, man. That's the boy, Mr. Wright. Right now, he's a sports writer straight from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. That's what I'm talking about, man. But, hey, I have a few more questions that I want to ask you before I let you go. I know you're a busy man, but first off, before I ask you the question, man, I want you to touch base on, you know, how you're coaching right now for the semi-pro team for the West Texas Outlaws.
Oh, man, it's a deal. We haven't actually really started yet as far as actually coaching goes, but basically the Outlaws are basically guys that just love playing the game of football. You know, they don't get paid, but there are some former college guys out there. Like last year, Richard Jones came out and played for the Outlaws. We had different guys played like Angelo State, West Texas A&M, and then some guys that didn't play in college, and then sometimes guys that didn't play in high school. But basically, you know, guys that work full-time, that have families, you know, most of them, that still want to get out there and still play full-contact football. So typically most teams in the league will practice two or three times a week. But this year, I played for the team, 2010, I believe, was the first year I played for the team. And, you know, I've kind of helped out with the team when I can since then. But a few months ago, they asked me if I wanted to call plays this year and be the offensive coordinator. And kind of an opportunity I've always wanted to do. So, you know, we'll see how it goes and see what becomes of it. So it's something I'm excited about, but, you know, something that unfortunately has kind of taken a back seat right now, you know, being a sports writer and covering college football season and recruiting and everything. But, you know, this spring is when the season starts up, so I'll be looking forward to, you know, seeing what I got in my arsenal in terms of X's and O's and everything this coming spring. So it should be fun.
Yeah, man, I completely understand. You know what they say, man. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with one single step. You know, so what are you doing right now? You're just taking that step. You know, you take first 2010, you started off as a player, and now, you know, you progress from a player. Now you're going to start, you know, on the sideline, and which means coaching. And even though, like, we're in the fall right now, you're still getting the beauty of the game. You're still there on the game as being a sports writer, being around the sport, you know, making an impact on the community, which means whenever after this is done, it's not the end for you, because in the spring, that's when you start coaching. So, man, that's nothing but a blessing. I get nothing but big ups for you on that, which leads me into my next question, Mr. Wright. Like I said, you're sports writing right now, and that's in the fall, and then next semester, which goes into the spring, you're going to start coaching. So, which leads me to, what do you want to do? What do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you, Mr. Wright, what do you see yourself in 5 years? Let the people know.
Man, that's a tough question to answer. Yes, the first answer would be to be in the will of God. You know, outside the will of God, it don't matter what we're doing. It's not going to be as good as our life could be. So that'd be the first and foremost thing. But, you know, assuming I enjoy coaching as I think I will, you know, my whole life I've kind of wanted to go into coaching. So, you know, this is kind of an opportunity. And, you know, assuming it goes well, I'd like to be coaching in 5 years, you know, hopefully at the college level somewhere. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, I just got to trust God to connect the dots. But, you know, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy to do this for 5 years. There's a lot of stuff I'd hope to have done in my life before 5 years. I mean, I'll be over the age of 30 by then, so I'll be getting kind of old by my standards. But I'd like to finish my seminary school in that time and hopefully maybe start towards the PhD too. So a lot of different things I'm kind of juggling. So I just got to kind of, you know, give it to God and just take things one day at a time. Take my own advice. Take things one day at a time. But hopefully in 5 years from now I'll be coaching. But if God has other plans, then let's do that instead.
Yeah, man, I hear you on that, man. Just give it all to God. You know, everything happens for a reason. There's always a reason for the season. But whatever you choose to do, you know it's going to happen at the right time. And your mindset is going to be exactly where it needs to be. And you're going to affect a lot of people, no matter what you do. You know, whether if you finish seminary school or whether if you end up getting a coaching job at another, like at a D2 or D1 school, end up coaching here at Tech. Then whatever you do, then I give nothing but much love to you. But Mr. Landon Wright, it's really been my pleasure having you on my show. I really look forward into assisting you with the West Texas Outlaws, man. It's really going to be a treat. You're really going to see my passion. To everybody out there that's listening, thank you guys for tuning into my show, saving our athletes respectfully. And one thing that me and Mr. Wright have in common that we really want to see other people succeed. See other people succeed. So with that being said, everybody, you guys have a great night.